The soundtrack to your life.
My name's Kathy. I'm one of the managers here at Adoption Counts, and I am in charge of the recruitment of adopters and families for our children. Adoption Counts is a regional adoption agency. We've been live for about 18 months now, and we've come together from five local authorities across Cheshire East and the Greater Manchester area to bring together our expertise, our services, our support and staff, so we can better prepare, assess and support adopters along their journey as they provide forever loving homes for our children. Families are very, very much our focus, and our team are passionate about supporting the families that come to us to be approved for adoption, and giving them the tools and the skills that they need to look after the children who are waiting for forever homes. That support is right from the first telephone call through finding a child for your family and beyond the adoption order until the child is 18. There is more of a need for adoptive families than there has been historically. Nationally, there's been a real dip in the number of families who are coming forward. I think the sorts of children who need adoptive homes now are very different than perhaps people think. In the 60s and the 70s, they were unmarried teenage mothers who had their children taken from them, whereas these days most of the children have come through some sort of process with the court because they've suffered trauma, they've suffered abuse or neglect in their birth families. And so we're looking for families who can help them to repair that early damage and enable them to fulfil their potentials. I think there are quite a lot of myths out there about what we're looking for in adoptive families. I think people think that they need to be relatively well off. I think they think that they need to be married. And that's not the case at all. We place all sorts of children, so we're looking for families from all sorts of backgrounds. It really doesn't matter whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you're in a same-sex partnership, whether, you know, what ethnicity you come from, whether you've got children of your own already. None of that is important. What's important is that you're motivated to give a child a loving home. We take people from all backgrounds, all religions, and all walks of life. You don't need to own your own home. You do need to have a spare bedroom, but you don't need a particular level of wealth. We just need to know that you can afford to look after a child going forward. So in terms of age and fitness, you need to be over 21, but other than that, there is no bar in terms of age. What we would want is to know that people were in relatively good health, so far as any of us have a crystal ball to predict the future, because obviously our children have come from a position where they've already lost a birth family, and we wouldn't want them to be in the position whereby they would be losing another parent, where that can at all possibly be avoided. So we want people to be in relatively good health, but there is no bar in terms of an upper age, and in fact we approve families who are, you know, perhaps in their early to mid 50s to take children, and equally the children who are available for adoption aren't just babies and toddlers. We have some slightly older children who are in as much need of a loving home. You know, we would look for adoptive families for all of our children up to the age of 8. So if people are slightly older, and equally the baby thing isn't for everybody. Some people perhaps might have already raised their own children and don't want to go back to that sleepless nights and dirty nappies, but could offer a loving home to a school age child. So there are quite a high number of children waiting in the region for adoption as we speak. I think in Adoption Counts there are around 80 children that we're currently looking for loving homes for, and they range from little babies all the way through to children who are of school age, children who need placements on their own, children who are living with a brother or sister, or children in sibling groups of more than two. We really would welcome inquiries from anybody who thinks they can offer a home to any of our children. We're also looking for people who perhaps can accept a little bit more uncertainty and foster a very young child for a short period of time while the court makes decisions about their future. And if that child's plan then is adoption, they will stay with that family. But equally, if the court decides that the child can go home, then we're looking for families who can undertake that slightly different journey too, in a very child-centred way, because obviously it's better for children to have as few moves as is possible. So if they can start off where we think adoption is likely, in the place that they can stay forever, then that gives them the best possible chance in life. We could be really flexible about the support that we need. All of our brothers and sisters will have some social work assessment about their relationship and how strong that connection is, because sometimes when children have grown up in households where there's abuse and trauma, children haven't maybe been treated exactly the same. Sometimes there's one child who's been scapegoated, and so their relationships aren't always positive. And it's best sometimes for them to live separately, but to have ongoing direct contact. So we might also be looking for adopters who could meet with the adopters of their child's brothers or sisters on a very regular basis, so they can continue to have that sibling relationship without actually living together, because their needs maybe are so very different that it isn't possible to have one family meet all of those needs. And quite often there is a sibling group of five in adoption counts at the moment, and they are going to be separated into two pairs and a single child, but we're looking for families for those three groups who will have a relationship between them, so that the children can have a relationship as they grow. In terms of the adoption process, it's actually very straightforward. There's lots of information on our website, adoptioncounts.org.uk, so I would encourage anybody who's listening to go and have a look at the information that's on there. But it starts basically with a phone call to our very friendly recruitment team, who are very happy to answer any questions that people have. The process is slightly different for every person. It has the same stages, same support and training, but everybody's journey is as individual as they are. What is important and what's the same for everybody is that we support you every single step of the way. The process should take around 6 months. Sometimes, depending on individual circumstances, that can be slightly longer. The timescale that we aim for is 6 months from start to finish. So if people are thinking about starting their adoption journey with us today, it is entirely possible that they could have a child living in their home by this time next year. If people have any questions or concerns about whether or not they would be accepted for adoption, then I'd encourage them to pick up the phone and have a chat. There are very, very few things that would rule people out automatically from moving forward with adoption, and those things really are around serious criminal convictions. For most things, we can work with you to support you in your journey. We place all sorts of children from all sorts of different walks of life, and so we're looking for adopters that reflect that. It really doesn't matter if you're single or you're married, if you're quite young, if you're a childless couple, if you've had children already who've grown up and left home, if you've got children who are still at home. We want to hear from everybody. On our website there are lots of adopters' stories, so again I would encourage people to go and have a read of those, and hopefully they will find somebody whose situation is perhaps a bit like theirs. The other group of children that we are looking for forever homes for are children who perhaps have some additional health needs. We have children who have a variety of health needs, from something like eczema that needs additional care with the application of cream several times a day, to children who have more limiting conditions such as spina bifida. But we're looking for forever families for all of them. Families' motivations for adoption are very different, and sometimes people come forward because they have some experience, perhaps perhaps you've been a teacher, perhaps you've been a nurse, and those sort of health conditions that perhaps might feel unmanageable or difficult to manage to other people because of your experience might be something that you feel you can take on, and so we would really love to hear from those people too. there can be extra support available for those families who take children who need extra care, from help with adaptations to your home if that's what's needed, or even financial support if you need to be off work for a longer period than adoption leave, which is usually up to 12 months, allows because of that child's particular needs. There is always somebody at the end of the phone. So from your child's local authority, once a child is placed, you would get support from the child's social worker, but also from their emergency duty service. If you had a crisis out of office hours or over the weekend, there's somebody at the end of the phone. But equally here in Adoption Counts, we have a Centre of Excellence for Adoption Support, and we would link people in, all of our applicants in with that centre, right from their preparation group, but beyond placement particularly, people who need that additional support would have a named allocated worker that they could contact at any point. And the Centre for Adoption Support also has a duty system, so that if your worker happens to be in meetings all day or be lucky enough to be on their holidays, then there is somebody that you can speak to. So the first step for anybody thinking about starting their adoption journey with us is to ideally pick up the phone. Our recruitment hotline number is 0300 123 2676. And that is answered Monday to Friday between 8:30 and 4:30. Outside of those hours, there is an answer phone, so you could leave a message and we'll get back to you the next working day. The other option, if you want some information, is to go onto our website, adoptioncounts.org.uk, and you'll find an inquiry form on there. So if you just leave us some of your details, somebody will call you back, and we can send you an information pack to get you started on your journey. Thank you very much for listening to this Adoption Counts podcast, and we hope to hear from you very soon.
The soundtrack to your life.
Cheshire's Silk 106.9.